It was too cold today. Lila Andrews sat in her 1970 Chevelle, tapping her fingertips and rolling the lame excuse over in her mind. It was cold, cold enough that she hoped the Chevelle's temperamental engine would start back up. She had sat here with the engine off long enough that her breath puffed out in white clouds in front of her face. She had always found the familiar scent of long-gone burritos and old leather soothing, but not today. Today, she could almost smell the frozen fields and pungent dried grasses across the fence. After the long, warm autumn they'd enjoyed, winter had blasted into the small town of Redbud Trails, Oklahoma, bringing an early December ice storm that had shut down the town and left most people homebound. It might not have been the smartest move to drive her classic muscle car so far out of town in these conditions. But then, she had a lifetime of bad decisions behind her. The jury was still out on whether returning to her hometown after so many years was another one. Looking at the spread laid out before her, tightened the coil in her chest. Ever since her bouts of childhood asthma, she'd imagined the tightness inside as a coil ready to spring. And boy, was it coiled tight today. From this vantage point, parked on the side of the red dirt road on a hilltop, or what passed for one in this part of western Oklahoma, she could see a good portion of the 1,040-acre property. The ice-blue sky arced above dried winter grasses covered in a translucent skin of ice. The pasture was one long wave of land that extended toward the horizon. She couldn't see it from here, but knew that beyond a dip in the land lay a small pond. She'd gone fishing there every summer during her childhood. A line of trees formed protection for a woodsy canyon that extended from the edge of the property inward, and obscured the view of the far-off ranch house and the big barn, which was a blessing. In the winter, the hands, and most importantly, the foreman, would stick close to the house and barn. And if Ben Taylor saw her loitering near the family ranch, he'd likely throw her over his shoulder to get her onto the property. At least, that's what he'd threatened several times when he'd approached her in town. But back here, there was no one to see her. Maybe he wouldn't really haul her bodily onto the property, but every time he'd accosted her, once in the grocery store, she'd felt raw for days. He couldn't understand why she didn't run back to what had been her home for the first 12 years of her life. Her dad was gone now, and Ben was her only link to the Circle A ranch. Since her dad's death 2 years ago, Ben had emailed her monthly reports, long, detailed descriptions of what was going on with the property and herd, along with information about maintenance the house had required. Those reports hadn't brought back memories the way seeing the Circle A in person did. She thought about starting the car, following the dirt road almost another mile, turning into the drive her father had had graveled and lined with a black plank fence. Barbed wire was too cheap for her dad. She couldn't do it. She dialed her cell phone instead. "What's up, Lila?" her friend Melody answered. "It's too cold to go skydiving, or hot air ballooning, or..." "Build a snowman?" Lila teased. "There's no snow, only ice." "Build an iceman?" Melody giggled. "What's going on?" "Just checking on you. You all set for the day?" A part of her hoped Melody would decide to close her Main Street dress shop for the day so they could hang out. Maybe not go skydiving, but Lila was a pro at devising fun. The freelance bookkeeping work that supplemented her income could be put off until later. But Melody was opening the store today, and Lila's fun would have to wait. The coil in her chest eased as instead she started the car and pulled a 3-point turn. She would take the long way back to the 2-lane state highway, not daring to chance passing Ben's farm truck on her way. Maybe coming to Redbud Trails had been a mistake. It had been an impulse, like so many of the things she did. Probably a bad one, given that she hadn't planned well and had run out of gas a few miles out of town. If Melody Carter, a resident and now one of Lila's closest friends, hadn't stopped, Lila would have been forced to endure a humiliating hike to town to buy a gallon of gas.